Vandana, veneration. Like birds which need two wings to fly, we too need two elements to lead a successful, meaningful, and joyful human life. These two elements are the material and spiritual aspects of life. How then do Buddhists cultivate the spiritual aspect of their lives? The path of the Buddha is essentially one that leads to the purification of the mind. When Buddhists follow the Noble Eightfold Path, they undertake a threefold training process, practicing virtue, cultivating the mind, and developing wisdom in order to become enlightened human beings. In Buddhist training, devotional practices, although not compulsory, provide favorable conditions and grounds for spiritual cultivation. Daily Buddhist devotional practices include paying homage to the Triple Gem, taking the Three Refuges, observing the Five Precepts, making offerings, recitation, meditation, Dhamma reflection, sharing of merits, and making spiritual aspirations. These practices are not to be mistaken for prayers. The Buddha is neither a god nor a savior. The Buddha is a supremely enlightened teacher. He doesn't give rewards or punishments, but compassionately shows the path for those who wish to train themselves to achieve perfect enlightenment. As such, these devotional practices help in 1. Arousing faith in the Triple Gem and devotion to practice the path. 2. Suppressing negative destructive defilements in the mind and produce wholesome mental conditions necessary for spiritual training. 3. Giving rise to wholesome karmic energy which brings peace and happiness in this life and in lives to come. The devotional recitation and chanting of this CD are performed by Dhammanusari Chanting Group of Sri Lankarami Buddhist Temple and Dhammakami Buddhist Society in Singapore. This Vandana CD is accompanied by a booklet which provides you devotional chanting texts and other explanatory notes related to the Buddhist devotional practice. May you all be well and happy. Bhante Ratanasara, Sri Lankarami Buddhist Temple, Singapore.